This episode is brought to you by Shopify. Whether you're selling a little or a lot, Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. From the launch your online shop stage, all the way to the we just hit a million orders stage. No matter what stage you're in, Shopify's there to help you grow. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/special offer, all lowercase. That's shopify.com/special.
Fierce. Hello, and welcome to a very special edition of EW's Quick Drag. We are breaking from our usual late night time slot to bring you a bright and early, well, I guess at least for drag queens, a bright and early announcement from two of the leading women of the literary world. Yes, we have the Businesswoman special on the menu today. Trixie Mattel and Katya are here with a big reveal for their next professional venture. If you click on the link at the top of this space right now, you will see that EW just unveiled the new cover for the New York Times bestselling authors Trixie and Katya's second book, titled Working Girls, Trixie and Katya's Guide to Professional Womanhood, which proves they not only have a hold on being cover girls, they also have your back when it comes to cover letters. I believe they're both here. Ladies.
Hello. Vibe check.
Yes, vibe check, vibe check. Katya, how are the vibes?
The vibes are wonderful.
Yes, now that we have this professional help guide out in the world, this book, this cover is so amazing. Thank you both so much for premiering this with us and for being here to talk with me about it. And I guess in the spirit of talking about A Guide to Professional Womanhood, which is out October 25th, I should say that I hope this Twitter space has found you well today, just like all emails. Has it?
Happy Monday, yes. To all.
Just circling back and to piggyback on what was said earlier and to echo, to follow up.
Oh no, corporate, the space, the circles of corporate hell, oh my gosh. I
don't have the bandwidth for this room, space. No. I'm leaving.
Oh my God, one time before I was at EW, somebody liked to use the word triage to address like in corporate culture.
Come on.
I know, and I was like, you are not hospital workers, we're not triaging anything.
My assistant does.
Oh no!
I'll be like, Brandon, can you do this? He'll be like cleaning a wig, and he'll be like, I'm just doing triage right now.
Oh my God. Well, I guess it's more applicable to wigs. That is an extension of the human body, we'll say. So that is more
Thank
applicable.
You. I would say
well,
my hairline.
Yeah. It's also applicable to him because you do abuse him.
Oh.
And he's in a constant state of complete anxiety.
Ask Katya about the energy that my assistant brings to the costume changes.
Okay. You want to talk about professional environments where workers are not safe? I have Exhibit A is working for Trixie, because backstage during a quick change, by the way, me and my young, beautiful, lovely female assistant, Eden, we're very casually getting me into the outfit. It is great. We're done. I look over and Brandon looks like he's in Vietnam, like dodging minefields. Like he's so afraid, frantic, like arms flailing.
It really is. You know what? I like to call that professionalism. I like to call that being on ball.
Yes.
On the ball.
But we're still going with the terms. No, shout out to Brandon, truly. Like, I remember at Trixie when I came to visit you backstage at the show to do that article when you were in Pittsburgh. Brandon was like, I mean, on it. It was very impressive. So your professionalness.
Yes, behind every great woman, there is another great woman. Yes, her name is Brandon.
Shout out to Brandon. Now, Trixie, I do appreciate that you were able to pull yourself away from the Drag Race Sweden judging table to do this interview. So how is that set running so far?
Oh, thank you. Well, we've signed an NDA, and you know, they wanted a native speaker.
Yeah.
So it was important for me to, you know, I stepped down from the board at IKEA and I got, you know, I went over and I just sat down. I put on my crown of flowers and I just went for it.
Oh God. Yes. Midsummer realness.
Yes.
Now,
and in the premiere episode, I will be jumping off the mountain and somebody will be mellow.
I can't wait to see it.
Honestly, after this day, Joey, Katya and I have, what is it, 6 days in drag, Katya? So that's not even a joke.
Yeah, well, I mean, yes, you're on tour right now. I do want to mention before we talk about the book, you are on your first joint tour together, traveling the country. So shout out to that tour.
Shout out to the tour.
Shout out to that tour.
Shout out to the tour itself. Now let's talk about this book that is available for pre-order now at the link above. Everybody can go click in the article that we just published. There is a pre-order link there. It is out October 25th. The cover, it is two hot mama CEOs. Tell me about the inspiration for this cover image and what you wanted the cover image to sort of communicate to people who are seeking professional guidance.
Oh, that's easy. It's just, we wanted to communicate the fact that the simple fact that we have a head for business and a bod for sin.
And we have an account with stockimages.com.
Yes, and we are registered on Getty Images.
Yes. I will say the cover is, listen, I love our cover. Part of why I love it is because it is giving kind of go girl, give us nothing, like corporate PowerPoint. Like it's not exactly
fake book in a movie on Lifetime.
Oh my gosh.
It looks like on Drag Race when they have them do a fake book. It looks like that.
Memoirs of a Gay.
But you know what? All book art looks kind of lame until it's on a book, if we're being honest. It's just a picture until it's on a book.
Shout out to the lovely designers at Plume, by the way. Thank you so much.
Can we just shout out the book cover itself since we're shouting out tour? Shout out to the book cover.
Yeah, I'm shouting out people who are shouting out things that are not people. That's great.
Yes, we're shouting out a lot of things. I got to say, too, we look great.
You do.
We look great on that cover. Albert Sanchez, who's shot us many times. Albert Sanchez originally shot the Mac Viva Glam RuPaul campaign.
Wow. Indeed, he knows how to shoot girls. Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Every time he agrees to shoot us again, I can't believe it because I always think it's the last time. I'm always like, he's over it. He's over us.
Well, it kinda...
He shot the Katya Red Scare campaign.
I mean, it kind of looks like to me, like, were you looking to any sort of past, like, sort of pop cultural references for this? Because it looks to me like, it looks almost like the movie poster for that Jennifer Lopez workplace comedy, Second Act. Were there, like, any inspirations
here? Yes. No, yeah, there was a lot of, we went through, actually, it's funny, Wall Street, the movie poster for Wall Street was a big, because the first round of design, templates they had like to run by us were like, oh god, no, it looks like a teen bop, like a teen Vogue cover, something like that, or like something from the 90s or whatever. Mm-hmm. And I was like, I sent them back like, no, eight, like dark 80s financial like drama women, gritty movies. Yeah. Mm-hmm. And then we kind of settled on this one.
Love it. It really is a gorgeous image, and the book promises, I know, to have career aptitude tests, which is so funny to me. What kind of questions are you asking in your career aptitude test, and what kind of professional outcomes are there possible for readers to get in your aptitude test?
That was my chapter. So it was, you know, things like important stuff, like what kind of bugs do you like? Are you like, do you see yourself dying by drowning or by fire? Things like
logical,
that.
Logical, yes. Shout out to Diabetti. What kind of bugs do you like? Shout out to all dragonflies.
And shout out to diabetes.
Oh no.
Shout out to lowering your A1C levels.
Yeah, shout out to pendulum glucose control.
So wait a minute.
Thank you. Finally, we've said
it. Both have learned to be medical professionals, clearly, while writing this book. Did either of you take the aptitude test in high school, and what were your results?
Gay.
Gay. Full-time gay. Profession.
I was like that episode of Daria where she takes it and it says that she should be a mortuary worker.
Oh my gosh.
Because she has no social skills. That was me. Mm. We also, I mean, listen, I hire and fire people. Well, not fire people. I hire people a lot. And you do want to throw in some normal questions here and there. Like
what's the weather like today?
Yeah. You want to look, all those questions are bogus. Like,
what line of work?
Tell me about a time at work where you had a challenge and you had to push through it. That's bogus.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
What you want to ask them is which Scream movie is your favorite? Because that's something you can really hire and fire with. You know what I mean?
Yeah. You only want someone working for you if they have taste in Scream movies and pop culture. No other qualifications. But the if they don't have the qualifications, the book does promise to also touch on how to get fired with dignity. So what is your immediate advice for anyone when they are fired? And what was your personal worst reaction to ever being fired in the past?
Go ahead. Well, I'll take the lead on this one because if you read the book, I've been fired four times.
Wow.
I'm self-employed now, and this is the only time I haven't been fired, but I am very disappointed in my primary employee, which is me. And you basically, it's like being in a breakup, but it's really not about the other person at all. It's all about you. And you know, you ever notice that nobody gets fired for a good reason? Everybody's story is that my boss was an asshole. I was treated unfairly. So you just have to kind of double down. When I got fired from MAC Cosmetics at Mayfair Mall right. in Milwaukee, Wisconsin, I believe we changed all the names of the restaurants and stuff in the book. But yeah. I heard them go, the regional manager by the name of Julie, she
that's on my Samsung. J-U-L-I-E.
Yeah. She, no, it was J-E-W-E-L-Y. Julie. And she, DJ O-O-L-E. Julie. She said, we are going to terminate you. And I remember I calmly muted the phone, dropped the phone, and fell to the ground sobbing on a beanbag chair.
Oh, no.
And I let being fired be my personality for about a month.
Yeah.
And it was sort of like a divorced woman where I was like getting my revenge body. I was, you know what I mean? It was like, I was kind of looking to have a revenge body experience with a corporation.
Oh.
And you know what happened? I became a cosmetics entrepreneur and superstar. And I go to that store and I buy tons of makeup from my old colleagues. And it's good blood. It's good blood down
there. Have you ever crossed paths with Julie again?
No, Miss DeJulie, I do not know. But I do shop. I go when I'm in Milwaukee and I buy makeup from the counter I used to work at. And I support the dolls. I support the ladies. I get their average unit sale up.
You should just click into her LinkedIn profile every once in a while just to let her know that you're checking up on her and just like, look what I'm doing now.
I'm watching you, bitch.
That's right.
Yeah, big mistake.
Katia, what about you? What is your advice for people who have been recently fired?
Oh, I say, one door closes and then a window opens. Jump right out and kill yourself. Just kidding. I don't know. I've never been fired. And that's not true. I have been fired, but also wrongly accused. So, listen, what are you going to do? Life's short. Cry.
It can always get shorter.
Yeah. Yes. Life's short.
And Joey, are you secure at work? You keep asking about what to do if you get fired. Are you thinking that today is the last day? Or like,
No, I am very secure in my job at the moment. I just feel like I need to ask you the tough questions if we're doling out professional advice.
I'm very secure, honey. Are you secure?
Mama, I'm
secure. Do I look upset to you? Yeah. Have either of you ever witnessed like a fellow drag queen or performer firing or like severely reprimanding a member of their staff on tour or at a gig or something?
Are you kidding?
Mama, a girl, I won't say who it is because I don't do that anymore, but it was Julie. No, it was, this drag queen said to this sound engineer, Mama, I'm a star and you are a who pushes
play. Yeah. I love that story so much.
Which is really
iconic. You already know who it is.
Yeah.
Oh my God.
Oh, I love that.
There was back in the day, so the first gig I got, we're working on the weekends, it was a big deal for a drag queen. The show director, who was this old grand dame, was angry with the hot star of the show, this girl Destiny, who was just so fierce, mm-hmm. and nobody could touch her, right? And she, I'm saying she was like late or something, or she was doing something that aggravated the show hostess. And the show hostess screamed at the girl. She's like, all of you bitches here are here for one reason, so I have time to change. And I was like, damn. I was like, that was fierce. Not true, but very fierce. And
that's really sickening. Yeah. I bet the costume change was like one stretch gown to another stretch gown.
She just changed the marabou boa. And that's
yeah.
But also, that's really sickening. Talk about flexing. She there was a rite of passage in that I learned very quickly in that dressing room. And I'll never forget, she popped her head out of her dressing room and she says, Katia, I'm going to need you to do my back. And she meant shave her back.
Oh, no.
Love it.
I had to shave that whore's back. And it was so gross. And as I was like scraping the buzzer along her fucking like chicken skin, she's like, oh, you could go harder than that.
See, but you know what, Katia, I don't appreciate you telling my story about my back. And you know what, though? Drag queens, they do bounce back. We were just in Milwaukee. We stopped by my bar. This is it, Milwaukee. And I went to the ladies' room and I walked out and I saw a drag queen. And she goes, Trixie. And I go, yeah. And she goes, I'm not banned anymore. Because she was previously banned from the bar. And I went, yay. And we hugged.
Lovely. See, this is all like, you know, when people talk about climbing the corporate ladder, paying your professional dues, these are the kind of stories that I think people need to hear from two professional women. And not to get like too serious, but I do like that this book is about that, like, you know, a lot of us in like the millennial generation were born into this idea of, you know, grow up, college, 9-to-5 job, pay off student loans. And then you don't realize that when you're young, it's just sort of like raising kids to assimilate into a cycle. And we were sold this idea of like work at a 9-to-5 because it's safe. And I like that this book seems to, through like satire and comedy, it seems to like celebrate that professional womanhood does not just mean a standard job in 2022. So do you feel like professional womanhood means something different now than it did like 10 or even 20 years ago?
I mean, I do. Absolutely. I think one of the things that is just more and more apparent is that college is a fucking scam. Mm-hmm. And like in nowadays, you know, as much as I might be like, you know, have that kind of boomer mentality over like TikTok, what is it? What the hell? Kick a shoe and become a millionaire? I think, well, yes, absolutely. Kick a shoe, kick several shoes and do all that stuff and then become a millionaire and skip fucking college because it's crazy.
Mm-hmm. That being said, Katya just spoke at Boston University 2 days ago.
My alma mater. But you know what I opened with? A long treatise on how what they are doing is a scam and they're getting scammed by BU and it's absolutely true.
On the flip side of the coin, Katya and I have theater and like mixed media art performance degrees, mm-hmm. and we do use them.
Yes, but that is rare. It is very rare. And it took a while. It took more than 10 years for me to get, you know, to the place, which we're lucky. But you know what I mean, though? It's like you're expected. People don't talk about the fact that, you know, there is the track. You're like, you do the next thing and that's going to college. You get your liberal arts degree, which is basically meaningless, useless. And it's, you can graduate from a private university with over $100,000 in debt. Yeah. And it's just like, what the fuck? Mm-hmm. It's crazy.
Besides, if you come to our show, you would never know we had professionals. You would never know that we...
Bitch, where?
Well, yeah. There are, I mean, yes, I think that that is very important to say because I think a lot of people, especially now, like the next generation coming up, are very confused about, like, there's so many options of things to do. And it's like, yeah, sometimes it is okay to not necessarily go that safe route. And I like that this book, just looking through some of the list of the chapters and stuff, it seems like you're covering a wide range of things professionally here. It's both satirical and some that seem more serious. And I also like that there are passages on retirement. So I'm wondering, for both of you, what does the ideal retirement look like?
Ooh, a bullet in the brain and a shove off a cliff on the Amalfi Coast.
It's like the third death reference. Oh my
God.
Sleeping with the fishes.
Oh no.
Cement boots.
Okay, living retirement.
I think I'll be one of those people who retires but still does one or two shifts a week somewhere.
Are you kidding?
No, I'll be that person.
You're going to be working your fingers to the bone until you're dead, until the moment you die. You're going to drop dead on the job. You are dreaming, bud.
Wait, are we talking?
I guess for me, like the ideal retirement would be passive income, so you're not really retired. Mm-hmm. And B, I still get to dress up and go perform when I want.
Yes, but it's actively not like working while passive income plays in the background.
So like greeter at Sam's Club while wearing a wig.
Yeah. By that time, you know, there'll be Trixie Cosmetics at every mall kiosk. And, you know, I'll be like a Walmart greeter of that.
Yeah.
You know.
She'll be literally mushy banana brains in the nursing home running a general store in the lobby.
Uh-huh. Totally.
I love this. Okay. So Katya, Death, Trixie, Walmart greeter / running a business at the nursing home.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Wonderful.
And she will own the nursing home, but she won't know it because she'll be so far gone.
Oh no.
Oh, that's the irony. I'll be at the nursing home and own it.
Yeah, I'm not just
and I'll be upselling from within. I'm gonna say, Gladys, you really should get a premium room. You know, I'm drumming up business.
I don't have any money left. It's okay, honey. We'll put on a loan card for you.
I also think I would love to retire into another career, which I know is not retirement, but
that's just changing jobs.
Oh, okay, never mind.
Yes, just switching career paths. Well, I think we are nearing the end of our time here. So is there anything else that either one of you wants to say about this book, why you think people need it, why you wanted to write it? What else comes to mind about this book before we go?
There are lovely, if people were fans of the first book, they can enjoy even more lovely, high resolution, glossy images. And one in particular of me where I'm dressed up like Catherine Tramell from Basic Instinct. You're going to love it. It's worth it.
Oh my! Wait, like full shot. Uh-huh.
You can't see my actual pussy, but it's implied and it's lovely. Hard nipple.
Yeah,
hard nipple.
Yeah, very professional.
I would just like to say, in the photos, we only have a couple shitty costumes this time. Just a few. But they're just really, to add depth and range.
Yeah, really, really great photos. Really good stuff.
Yeah.
Seriously, if you want to know how to make a little money and not kill yourself doing it, I do think we have some great insights, because this industry we're in is self-employed, crazy, but we've also had a lot of, you know, I guess more quote unquote normal job experiences. And we've kind of made the mistakes for you. Believe me, none of the stories in the book are how we were good employees or, you know.
No.
Yeah. Well, do as we say, not as we do.
Not as we do. Yeah.
Yes. And so much respect to both of you for doing this. I mean, the first book, New York Times bestseller. I can't wait to read the full thing the second time around. Again, thank you both so much for being here. Everybody, please catch Trixie and Katya on their tour right now. And also, Working Girls, Trixie and Katya's Guide to Professional Womanhood is available October 25th. And you can pre-order it in the EW article linked above this space. Thank you again, Trixie and Katya. And thank you for everybody for tuning in.
Thanks, Joey. You're the best.
Thank you, guys. Bye.
Thank you for listening. To keep the conversation going, follow Entertainment Weekly on all socials at EW on Twitter and Entertainment Weekly everywhere else. And tag me, Joey Nolfi, if you'd like. If you like what you heard, subscribe, rate the podcast, and leave us a stunning review. This Quick Drag episode is produced by Chanel Johnson and Sammy Junio, edited by Sammy Junio. Full episode transcripts are available at EW.com.